Now, warning may cause drowsiness. If affected, do not drive or operate heavy machinery. Avoid alcoholic drink. Do not stop taking this medicine except on your doctor's advice.
Tarakav Tabak Boss. Smoking kills. Yeah, it does, but slowly.
Sorry, how much is the music box?
That's €650.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's handcrafted in Switzerland. Dates from about 1850. Lovely thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay, do you take Visa?
Yes, sir. That's no problem at all.
Begotten Not Made by Paul Mead. Directed by Jim Cullerton.
Stupid wheelchair. 5, 6, pick up sticks. Can't even pick up this damned hat. Ah, gotcha. A blue hat for a blue day.
MPs in Britain have today warned that controversial rules on the prosecution of assisted suicide cases could lead to backdoor euthanasia, and they've demanded a full debate on the subject. New guidelines published by the United Kingdom's Director of Public Prosecutions, Keir Starmer, have been criticised by pro-life groups, disability campaigners and MPs for putting pressure on vulnerable people to end their lives.
Oh, dear.
The new policy comes after a court case in which...
Well, hi there.
Oh, my God, who are you?
Can't you guess? I'm the woman in the hat.
So you are, so you are. We meet at last.
I've been waiting for you.
And I've been searching for you.
You have.
And now, I can hardly believe it's real.
Ooh, I'm real all right, baby. Just come and get me.
No, not you. Your hat. It exists. The stupidest hat in the world. It really exists.
Oh, you're just jealous.
Yes, I'm jealous. I'm jealous of that ridiculous hat. Dinner?
Yes, please.
Your wish is my command. Oh, it's silly hat surprise.
Wait a second.
What?
Aren't you forgetting something?
Sorry?
My... You've been smoking.
I haven't, I swear.
Then where's my kiss?
Okay, I have. I had one.
You're nervous. Smoking.
Okay, I'm nervous. I'm nervous, okay?
Okay. I'm nervous too.
It's only next week.
I know.
And I've lots of... I've loads of paperwork to do for the clinic, so I'm a bit stressed with that, I suppose.
If we went straight there, we'd have an extra couple of days at home.
Well, we talked about this. It's a stupid idea, but I'd just like to go. I want to know we tried everything.
You want to exhaust every option and you come up with Lourdes?
Yes.
You know, I've just had to get a cert of mental competency for that clinic in Switzerland, and I was quite worried about it. But sometimes I look at you and I think...
Dinner?
What's in the bag?
Oh, salmon, potatoes, broccoli, two tiramisus, white wine, and, this. Say cheese.
A camera?
Yeah. We can take photos of our trip and...
I'm not coming back.
But you might...
I'm not coming back, Brian. I'm sorry. You want to have another row, then fine, but I've thought this through. I'm happy to go to Lourdes on the way, but then I'm going to Switzerland, and that'll be the end.
No harm in a few snaps.
Oh, Brian. Oh, please. Oh, come here, love. If you get upset, you won't be able to make my dinner, and then I'll get upset because I'll be hungry. So stop crying, you big woman. What are you laughing at now?
My camera. Oh, God, I'm such an idiot. You won't be able to see the photos. You'll never get to see them.
No, but you will.
Say cheese.
Swiss cheese?
Oh, good love.
Sorry.
Thanks, love. It's really pretty.
Pretty daft, you mean, Louisa?
No, Gavin, I love it. Thanks, Bet.
Do you want something to eat?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I'll have to wash those trousers.
Yeah.
They're destroyed. Are you all right?
I'll be fine. You?
I'm shattered now.
Yeah. Poor thing.
What time is it?
9.
Oh, Jesus. I've been lying here for ages. I'll get up.
No, stay. Grand. Let's think about this.
What's to think about?
I don't know. What are her options?
Gavin, I've just had a miscarriage.
I'm sorry. Look, maybe we should go to the doctor.
I'll go in the morning. I mean, it's hardly worth bothering. I feel like a fool going into him. I just want to forget all about it. I'm sick of it.
What are you sick of?
Everything. The tests, the examinations, the treatments, the fucking hope. I'm sick of hoping.
Don't say that.
Why, I am.
You're the hoper. I'm the...
No hoper.
Yeah. You're the one with the drive. I'm only in the halfpenny place. Remember, money's no object.
Jesus. What was I like? It's not, though.
Exactly.
But you need more than that. You need a bit of luck. And you need the right materials.
Pet, stop. Don't do this. There are ways around this. You said it yourself, no stone unturned.
Yeah, well, after 3 rounds of IVF, after all the sniffing hormones and injections and appointments and egg retrieval and embryo transfers. I've turned enough stones, thanks.
Don't say that.
I'm not going through that again. I'm not.
Yeah.
You don't know how much I believed. Every time. Even after all the disappointments. You know, maybe I was believing too much. You see, people who don't give a rat's conceiving. There they are, they're smoking, drinking, messing around. Having a baby's a pain in the arse.
Most of them are about 15.
I know.
I'm not saying...
I'm just not doing it again. Better chance of conceiving if I start smoking crack.
Yeah. What about a donor egg?
What do you mean?
Mulcahy said it might be our best chance.
Yeah, but...
I know, it's different DNA. They're hard to get, but... No stone unturned.
Money's no object.
Exactly.
Would it be mine, though?
Of course. Of course it would. You'd carry it 9 months.
Well, have you and have some other woman.
It depends on the way you look at it.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
When you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to make you something to eat. Have a slice of toast, at least.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Now, here we go. Onto the bed. Now, not too shabby. Bed. Clock radio. Jeepers. 10:30. Bathroom en suite. Phone. Television. Pay-per-view. Adult. Won't be needing that. Unless...
Not tonight, Josephine.
Worth a try.
Oh, horrific journey.
Yeah.
Bloody ignorance.
Yeah, that flight attendant didn't know what she was doing, really. Still, you can't blame her.
Oh, but I do.
Yeah, well...
Bitch.
No, no.
Don't you now me.
Sorry.
Now, now.
Slipped out. Now, come on, let's get you out of those clothes.
Let's just lie here.
But you need changing.
I'd rather lie here in my own filth. It's the one thing that separates me from being a baby. Okay. I can decide I like lying in my nappy. I don't have to cry for you. I can tell you to feck off and change it later.
That's true. That's a blessing. What it is.
Give me your hand. That's a blessing. Your hand lifting me and dressing me and wiping me and feeding me. That's a blessing.
God made this hand.
Oh, Jesus. Give God a rest, will you? No answer to that, is there?
Are you hungry?
Are you?
No, not really. No.
You are.
I'm not.
You're worried about the expense.
I'm not.
You are. I can see you there starving and you can't order in. It kills me. I practically bankrupted you.
So we're on a budget. So what? I actually like budgets. Nothing will give me greater pleasure than to sneak a late night takeaway in here and give the two fingers of the friggin' room service. Oh, hon. I don't. Come on, let's make the best of Lourdes, okay? There's great hope here. I can feel it. It's a place for miracles, I swear. I can feel it. Hope.
I want to go straight to Switzerland. I want to get it over with.
I know you do. I know. Will you do this for me, though? Will you at least just see how you feel in the morning? You're tired and...
No, no.
Will you stay the night? With me? Baby, it's cold outside.
Your jokes are so lame.
I know, but I've got blessed hands. Watch me rip the clothes off you.
Perv.
Come on, let's get these shoes off you. You'll stay one night.
Do I look like I'm going anywhere? Hand me the remote, please.
All right. Here you go.
Thanks.
A report released today by the Women's Health Council ranks infertility as one of the great causes of stress in Irish life, comparable to a death in the family. The state agency has called for more information on treatments and low success rates and demanded an official body be set up to regulate the country's 10 private clinics, which currently operate unlicensed.
You don't have sisters.
Hmm?
You don't have sisters.
Oh, sorry. I was nodding off.
And your mum's probably too old.
Yeah.
So who could we ask?
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
Why not? If it was the only way.
Looking at someone else's child.
It'd be our child.
I know that. It's not that.
You'd give birth to it?
I know, but it would be different if I didn't know her.
Different how?
Like, if it was a friend who didn't eat an egg, and the kid looked like her, and you, and she was calling in the whole time, and the kid was the spit of her, that'd be too much.
I know. I wouldn't want Grania's child anyway.
Exactly.
Little Grania running around.
Half you, half her.
Do you remember I mentioned cytoplasmic transfer?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Well, basically it would give your egg a helping hand by injecting some material from a healthy donor egg. So I think it makes it stronger, or more effective anyway.
Jesus.
What?
It just sounds a bit mad.
Yeah. But it would mean you'd still have a chance of having your DNA in there somewhere. Sampled, at least.
This potential kid would have three parents.
You could look at it like that.
And there's a chance that some of it might be me.
Yeah.
I'd nearly go for that.
Well, apparently they do it in the Lebanon.
Yeah?
It's banned in the States.
Oh.
And it could be a bit expensive. But if it's the only way you'd be comfortable.
No, it's just that I don't mind a donor egg. At this stage, I have to be...
Yeah.
But not someone I know, not...
Grania. Just the cues. You don't just get donor eggs. They say you can put an ad in, but we don't have that much time.
We have time. I'm not an old woman yet, Jesus.
No, of course not. Sake. What about Spain, then?
I don't know.
It's dear enough, but we have the money.
Money's no object.
Exactly.
No.
No what?
It's not about the money.
Then what's it about?
I wouldn't feel comfortable. I don't think it's safe.
Why, it is safe, just because it's Spain.
No, it's not that. I'm sure the doctors are good.
They are good.
But the donors are in it for the money.
Yeah.
But, so how do you know if it's okay? I mean, what if people lie about their family history because they're desperate? Or what if they lie about their medical history? You don't know.
They check these things out.
Do they?
Yeah, they have standards. Is it because you wouldn't know the person?
No. I think, yeah, they probably do have standards. But that doesn't mean someone isn't going to abuse it. And they can't know everything about a person. Like, if it's free, like donating blood, then people come of their own free will and it's honest, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's grand. It's fine. There are always options. There are options.
Stop saying that. That's a stupid thing to say.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I'll knock off the light.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
I'm cured.
Stop, would you? Come on, put on a jumper or something. You'll catch your death.
The waters of Lourdes have cured me. Bernadette be praised. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord...
Dorothy, stop.
What? Blasphemous. Didn't I bathe in the holy waters of the spring? And now, if I don't catch cold and die of pneumonia from the soaking, I should live to a ripe old age.
Dorothy!
I'll be walking any minute now. I can feel the legs coming back. They're coming back now.
Don't make fun.
Well, isn't that what you wanted? Isn't it? Should we can walk down to the shrine tomorrow and say our thanks? Everything grand. By the blessings of the tourist industry and the Marian Way, nature's quirks have been ironed out. The genes have been rejigged and it all goes away. Look at this stuff. Full of religious feeling and piety. Glow-in-the-dark Mary. Bernadette Keyring. Grotto Snowball. Neon Jesus.
Well, no one asked you to buy that rubbish. Now, look, here, come on. Put on this cardigan and stop mocking. You never know.
Oh, you never know. I could be putting a jumper on you tomorrow.
You could. I'm tired. Are you?
I'll just sit here and wait for things to take shape.
What?
Wait for the power to come back.
Well, it could happen.
No, no, we'll go to Switzerland in the morning. I'm sick of this place. I know you believe in this, but I don't, okay?
It works in mysterious ways.
You don't need to tell me that. I'm sitting in a wheelchair.
I don't want to lose you.
I don't want to lose you.
I believe in God, not this. I believe in pilgrimage. I just thought, we're on a journey. Let's make it a pilgrimage. The journey is a thing, not the destination.
But you were hoping for a cure. Isn't that why we got all wet?
I won't deny I hoped. I hope.
So?
This is life. What's the destination? It's death. Life is the journey. It's the pilgrimage. Maybe we'll learn something.
Maybe. I'm afraid, though.
Of what?
Of losing my resolve. Chickening out at the last minute.
Well, how bad would that be? Come on, love. How bad?
Bad. Bad, Brian. Like losing my swallow and being fed through a tube in my stomach. I don't even know what's next. Losing my mind, maybe. I'm afraid of that.
Well, that's natural.
I might never pass the tests again. I have to do this while I'm compass mentis, so...
Your appointment isn't until Thursday. We said we'd spend a few days here. A few days, that's all. Come on, love. For me, please.
Let's spend them in Switzerland. I'm feeling guilty here. All the people worse off than me going around with their big happy faces.
I don't feel guilty, love.
No?
No. That's the hand you were dealt.
You think I'm a selfish bitch?
No.
You think I should sit and suffer like the rest of them, don't you? Offer it up.
Look, you're upset.
I am. I am, because you're treating me like a handicap. You can't force me to continue existing if I don't want to.
Nobody's forcing you.
Do you want me to say a decade of the rosary? I'll say a decade of the rosary. Hail Mary.
Look, don't.
Are you expecting God to come down and perform a miracle?
Yes, I am. I deserve one.
Well, he's not here. This is his works on earth. Me.
You are the miracle. That's what I'm trying to say.
I want to leave.
Okay. Okay.
Here, ducky. Here, ducky, ducky, ducky. Do you want this bread? Do you? Yes, duck? Yes, mallard? Yes, my lord?
I'm really sorry, Gavin. How are you? He was huge in O'Brien's.
I'm fine. You can't sit down. Just feeding the ducks here.
Club sandwich with guacamole.
Is bread good for them, I wonder?
Can't be bad for them. Starving. Hanging now.
Out last night, yeah?
Straight after work. The one.
Ah, the one. That little fella never bites. Something on my mind, actually.
He's weird looking.
Who?
The one that doesn't bite. He looks odd.
Yeah. Anyway, myself and Louisa, we...
God, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's grand. Listen, I have to ask you something. You know, we tried IVF.
Yeah, Louisa told me.
Yeah. And it didn't go so well.
Okay.
So, we're looking at other options. Specifically donor eggs.
Right.
So, it's such a strange thing to ask.
What? You're not asking for mine, are you?
Well, yes, actually.
That's a bit weird, though, isn't it? I mean, being brother and sister and all.
God, no, don't worry. I wouldn't let my... anywhere near your... Let's just drop that one right there. Jesus.
God, freaking me out.
It's a reciprocal arrangement. They do it in the clinic we're going to. They would take your egg and then give us an egg that someone else donated. No relations involved, thank God.
How do you give the eggs? How does that... Isn't there drugs involved?
Yeah, but it'd be the same treatment Louisa went through. There's a nasal spray, or some people have injections. They control your cycle and stimulate egg production so that the treatment isn't a waste of time.
Sounds lovely. And how do they get them out, then, once they've done all the stimulating and whatnot?
They stick a probe up your... And it has a camera so they can see the eggs and collect them.
I'd have to give more than one.
Only because it increases the chances of them being okay. Like, you can produce loads of them in one cycle. You won't be using them, like, will you?
I might. Nah, I won't.
It's just one cycle. It'd mean a lot.
Who'd be the parents?
I don't know. I'm sure you can find out.
Am I right in thinking the child would be mine?
No. Legally, the mother is the woman who gave birth to it, and those parents would have full rights.
I don't mean legally. I mean, would it be mine?
Genetically, yeah. Same DNA.
That's something to think about, all right.
It is.
I'd never see that child, really, would I?
No, I don't think so.
It would be different if I could see it, you see. Otherwise, I'd be thinking and wondering all the time. Like as if I gave it up for adoption. And if I had kids, I'd wonder how he or she would get on with them, you know? Brother?
Well, you can hypothesise till the cows come home, but...
I'm not hypothesising. Like, say you and me having a baby together was not the weirdest abomination I could think of. And you guys were bringing up my baby. That mightn't be so bad. At least I could see it. Slip it a few sweets now and again. Let it know what was what. Take it for its first drink on the sly. See what I mean?
I think that'd be worse.
Why?
Seeing the child, and if you were so mad you saw it as your own, even though you didn't carry it and you didn't go through labour and all, not being with it would be torture. Better to just let it go.
Yeah, it's all about how you feel.
Well, you wouldn't know how you'd feel until you did it.
No, no. I'm feeling it now. I'm feeling sad and we're only talking about it. I'm such a sap.
That's natural, but...
I'm sorry, Gavin. I'd love to help you and all. For Louise's sake now.
Of course.
But I couldn't.
Okay. Okay. Thought I'd ask anyways.
I'm sorry. Tell Louise I'll give her a call.
Okay. Actually, leave it because I didn't mention it. Didn't want to get her hopes up, you know?
Shit.
No, no, there's always options. We'll be fine. Go on, go back to work.
I better, actually. I'm sorry. Talk to you. Sorry.
Go on.
Why don't we sit over here?
I am sitting.
Very funny. I'm tired. I just need to...
Yeah, setzen Sie sich bitte.
Ah, danke.
It's not like I imagined.
What?
Zurich. It's really pretty. I imagined it'd be really grim. I suppose I was just associating it with the clinic.
Yeah. At the meeting there last night, you'd hardly imagine Zurich could be this beautiful. It had that smell.
It could be anywhere now, though. You and me. Sitting on a park bench. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I love you.
I love you.
Look at all the birds.
Yeah.
They just get on with it. They just fly around and fight each other and eat and shag and... they just are lucky bastards. I wouldn't say they spare a thought. You know?
If I could fly, I wouldn't spare a thought.
Me neither. Didn't like something, I'd just fly off somewhere else.
Yeah.
I never really thought about what we were going to do with this day. Now everything seems so lovely. I want to hold on to it. Sunlight and the grass and the water and the birds and... And you... Jesus, Brian, do you think that this is the right thing to do, is it?
Well,
I'm sorry. It's my decision.
I know what you think.
Are you getting cold feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I was so sure. Well, I am so sure. It's just the closer it gets, the realer it gets, and the more aware I am of all that I'm leaving behind.
Yeah.
It's not like I even have a choice, do I? I find it hard to focus on the future. All that horrible, all the loss of dignity and the pain. It seems small compared to one blade of grass. Or a smile from you. I'm just frightened.
I know. I know. Listen, we've the whole afternoon. Our appointment isn't till 5. Let's just forget about it for a while and enjoy blades of grass and smiles and Zurich. We'll think about it later, okay? Let's have some fun, okay?
Okay.
I think I'm just going to have the lunch special. What do you fancy?
I don't know. I'm not really that hungry.
Nervous?
A bit, yeah. You?
Yeah, I suppose. That'll be grand.
I haven't had a drink in ages, actually.
Yeah, it's grand.
It's a lovely pub. She's late.
We're early. It's only 1:45.
Some pair.
I know. Fools.
We haven't been out for lunch together in ages.
Yeah, it's nice here. She wanted somewhere north side.
Why?
She lives in Sandyford. Wanted a bit of privacy.
Why?
I don't know. I suppose she doesn't want people asking questions.
She's a dub?
Yeah, like us.
No.
What? You'll meet her in a minute. We can ask her what she has for breakfast then, okay? Sorry, I'm nervous.
Me too. I just wonder what type of person answers this kind of ad.
Yeah, well, if she walks in here in her pyjamas, I'm out of here.
Jesus, you're so...
I'm messing.
That's not funny.
Okay. Just thinking that, like, when people ask us who donated the egg, what'll we say?
That won't come up.
Why not?
Because we won't mention it. It's just another round of IVF, that's all. No one needs to be any the wiser.
Except Karma.
What do you mean? We won't tell her.
Well, no stone unturned. I thought I'd ask her about a reciprocal arrangement.
You told her we were thinking of a donor egg?
Yeah.
You didn't think of asking me?
Well, what's the harm there? She said no, so she won't know we got an egg. We can just say we tried with some of her own and we got lucky.
Look, I'm not carrying a baby for 9 months, giving birth, and then everyone asking, who's the mother? I can't believe you told Carmel.
It's our baby. End of story. Carmel won't suspect a thing.
What if it doesn't look like us? How do we explain that away?
How do you explain your brother?
Postman, definitely.
So, postman, milkman, the last thing people will think is that it's someone else's egg. It's not like we're getting an egg in Spain. Little Spanish fella running around. Now that's hard to explain.
It's our baby. No one else's.
Yeah, our baby. It might want to know, though.
It.
The baby. Might want to know its real mother.
Real mother?
Well, birth mother. Egg mother.
Egg mother.
It might come up.
Well, I won't be bringing it up. Will you?
No. No.
Where is this woman?
Probably shooting up in the jacks. I wouldn't worry.
What will we ask her?
What school she went to?
What she works at.
What she likes. Is she musical?
Is she happy?
Is she married?
How would she feel about the whole thing?
The clinic does that.
Do they?
Psychological assessment.
I want to ask her anyway.
Fair enough.
I want to know one simple thing. Why is she doing this? And what does she think she's going to get out of it?
Don't ask her that.
What?
It doesn't matter. Ask her what you want.
Why shouldn't I ask her that? Why not?
Because...
Because what?
She might... Look, I got the sense from her on the phone that she might want money. So...
How? What did she say?
Nothing. I just got a sense from her of something. Something...
A sense?
Yeah. Not in so many words.
But?
She...
You're lying.
I'm not.
Come on, Gavin. I know you. You're lying. What's up?
She asked for money.
Okay.
And I thought, feck it, I'll pay her. No one answered the ad except her. I thought, this is how it's done.
This is how it's done?
Well, that's what I thought. In America, it's the norm. There's a whole industry around this. You can choose their grade point average and what college they went to.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I thought you'd say no.
So you lied to me?
I didn't lie. I was going to tell you. I was afraid.
Afraid of what? Afraid of what, Gavin?
I don't know.
That I might have an opinion. That I might get in the way. Sorry. Am I your partner? Am I just some dope who's being brought along for the ride?
No, Louisa, it's not like that.
What's it like, Gavin? What is it like? Will I just bring my womb away with me now, will I, and let you get on with it?
That's really unfair. That's not...
Unfair. Unfair. You haven't even thought for a second what I want. You're like some kind of robot.
Robot? Jesus, how am I like a robot?
Pushing. Pushing for a baby. And I'm the one who's going to be pregnant, by the way. I'm having a miscarriage and you're thinking, okay, what's the next step? What are our options? You've never thought about me.
I did. Please, Louisa, I'm sorry.
Did you think about me when you blabbed everything to Carmel, did you?
I did. I
you didn't even bother informing me that you were going to embarrass me in front of your whole family.
It wasn't like that, Louisa, please.
I just don't know you. I'm sorry, Gav. I don't know you.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Could I have a brandy when you're ready, please?
Certainly. You want it before your lunch, sir?
Instead of my lunch, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Stop doing that silly Charlie Chaplin walk. You're making a show of me.
What are you saying? Do you think this is a big joke?
Stop doing that silly voice.
I can't. It's gone. My real voice has gone. It's been replaced by this one. I can't get it back.
You can.
I can't, Senorita. I cannot.
You can, remember? It's the really high-pitched one that sounds like a girl.
That one?
Yes.
Very funny.
You're making a show of me all over Zurich.
Entertaining you, more like.
That's entertainment. Well, you could have fooled me.
And now, I must rest. I've given everything for my public.
Here we go. Laurence Olivier. Brian.
No, no. I simply mustn't be disturbed.
Brian, it's 4 o'clock.
I don't. Stop. Stop.
We've only got half an hour.
Dorothy, love.
What were we doing? We've wasted so much time messing around and now we've no time to think. I wanted to think this through.
Shall we? We can cancel. We can cancel.
And pay more money that we don't have. And risk failing the psychological assessment. Who knows how I'll be in a couple of months? Could be out of my mind. I just don't know. I need to think. Help me to think, Brian.
Okay. Okay.
Why am I doing this?
You know why. You're slipping away.
God, this is the important part. You knew that.
A clear goodbye. I know. I'm sorry.
Messing around town, doing funny walks and buying ice creams and chocolates.
I'm sorry.
I'm frightened, Brian.
I know.
I need to find some strength from somewhere.
You have it in you. Only someone as extraordinary as you could do this. Everyone else will slip into darkness, but you want to control it.
Am I wrong in that?
I don't know. I don't know. You gave me a speech when you first decided. Do you remember what you said?
Yes. No. What, bits.
You spoke about MS. You said it was like this thief that kept stealing little bits of you. Your legs, arms, sensation. And eventually speech and thought. Decision making. You spoke about the pain, about the loss of dignity, about the loss of control. You talked about how I saw you and that you were worried how I might suffer as your condition worsened. How I might perceive you differently when you couldn't fight back. When you couldn't take the piss out of me. How I might see you as a burden.
Go on.
How you suffered from depression and how you feared losing your mind. How you wanted me to be free of... well, not of you, but of what you would become. You said you believed God wanted you to die with dignity. You wanted to say goodbye to me properly and not suddenly find it was too late. You wanted to have the last word.
I never said that.
No, I did.
They're good reasons.
Yeah.
So why am I so scared? Why am I so unsure?
I don't know. Maybe because these moments are good. The moments to come might not be. Where the good ones end and the bad ones begin, well, we're not so sure.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's too much. It's too big a decision to take on our own. Why didn't we talk about this with our families, with my sisters? Why?
Because it's private. That's what you said, and you were right. It is private. Conception is private. Birth is private. Death? Well, death is private too.
How much time now?
20 minutes.
I wanted to say some things and now I can't think what they are. I kind of felt this moment was the actual moment of decision. Like all the fighting with you back in Dublin was just about asserting my right to do this. This moment was the actual choice.
Well, if I'd known that...
Yeah, could have saved yourself a lot of hassle. Anyway, now I'm scared and it's all happening too quickly. I wish I'd sat down with you earlier and thought this through.
Well, let's just sit here for a moment. Let's just think.
Tell me what to do.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm frightened. One lethal drink and it's all over. I'm scared to go, but I'm terrified of not going.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to be strong.
Jesus, you're the strong one. You're the one who got us here. I like things small and cozy. You're the one who likes to argue and fight.
You argue now.
I can't.
Please.
Okay, well, you've been planning and organising this for a year.
That's not important.
You wanted to die with dignity. You planned this journey and brought us across Europe.
Even though you made us stop in Lourdes.
Exactly. You fought me all the way. You made the journey and that says a lot.
What about finishing it?
Until now, I was sure you were sure. I always thought you were so brave even to contemplate this. And you're brave whether you go today or struggle on for a few more months or years. Either way, I'm going to miss you.
How did you know I was sure?
I know you.
What do you think?
I want you alive. I always said that.
That's too easy, Brian. Don't wash your hands of me. I need you now.
Jesus, Dorothy, give me a break. I don't know what you want me to say.
You do.
I don't.
Say it. Say it for God's sake and we can get on with this. You know why you didn't tell anyone about this. You know why you kept the secret. No more guff about death being private. Please, Brian, you know.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
I didn't tell anyone because I was afraid they might stop it. Stop us. Part of me thinks selfishly that it will be easier this way. Easier for me. I'm sorry, but part of me wants you to do it.
Thanks, Brian. That's what I wanted to hear. Take this.
Your wedding ring?
Keep it for me. Let's go.
Right. Right.
I was just in Stephen's Green. Got the dart back into town. I didn't know how to... I'm sorry. I was sitting in the park there, trying to figure out how I got myself here. How I got so desperate and stupid. I've always wanted a kid. You always knew that. I mentioned it on our first date. I was getting on to 40 and I'd let a lot of years slip, messing around, dating, bleeding psychos. And I just wanted to lay my cards on the table. Which I did. And lucky for me, you didn't run a mile. You actually seemed quite interested. And I just felt it instinctively. And when I'm there, I see a bunch of kids from my old school in my old school uniform. Must be on a tour or something.
Yeah, so?
Well, I was thinking about school and I went to a good school, you know. I loved school. None of this Christian brother slapping the head off you. It was great. And I've always thought my son would go there. Strange. I had such a great time there, I thought he would too.
Or she.
No, I'll be honest, I was thinking about a boy, but I love a girl too. I see a boy about 11, first year, only getting used to things, maybe a bit nervous, and he'd need me. He'd need me to help him with his homework and to help him to figure out all the little social things, like girls, or if he was bullied, he could tell me. Like, my job doesn't have that vital, that... crucial aspect. Someone's life, you know?
And you'd do anything for that?
I almost did. But I'm looking at the school tour and I'm seeing this 11-year-old kid and I'm thinking, that could be me. Kind of completes the circle or keeps the spiral going. I'd pass on what I'd learned. How to tie a tie, how to shave. Simple things. And I was thinking, I want him to have those values. I was taught a certain way and it wasn't to lie or cheat or steal. And that's what I was prepared to do. I was going to attack that whole structure I wanted him to inherit. Or her. I'm sorry, love. I'm sorry I lied to you.
I want a baby too.
I know.
Just as badly as you do. But I'm not willing to do just anything to get it. And that means skipping cues, breaking the law, and doing dangerous things to my body.
I know.
I have to be able to trust you, Gavin.
You can trust me.
This is our journey. We're in this together. I don't want anyone to know what we're doing here. Even Carmel.
I won't say a word, I swear.
And I'll love you and be happy, even if this doesn't work out. Will you?
In the restaurant after you left, I thought I'd lost two things. The way you looked at me. I'd never seen that look before and I thought I was a goner. I thought I'd lost the possibility of having a child, but I also thought I'd lost you, and losing you was way worse.
But would you be happy?
I am happy. If you love me, I'm happy.
Come here. Don't be thick. Of course I love you.
I love you too.
So, we're on the list. We've put an ad in the paper. That's all we can do. We'll wait, okay?
Okay.
Nonsense, all this disinfecting your hands, huh?
Well, I suppose if it stops some disease spreading, it's worth it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You just seem...
They told me to come outside.
Oh, I see.
I wasn't helping.
Oh.
Fainting. And I'll go back in a minute when I've...
Calmed down.
Yeah. Are you in for...
Just having a few tests. Sugar levels, you know. Too many bickies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sure. We'll soldier on, you know. They're great here, very professional. Your wife is in great hands.
Yep, she is. Any children yourself?
No. My wife and I, we... just never happened, one thing and another.
Believe me, I know. My wife's IVF, you know. Oh. We did the whole thing, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
I'm not really supposed to... Well, let's just say there's some serious technology involved.
I'm sure.
Did you ever think of IVF, no?
No.
Oh, it's never too late. I'm telling you. Well, actually, I think the cutoff in this country is 45, but there are countries that... You know, this is America, you know? I'm so bloody nervous. Look at my hand. Look, I'm shaking. I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
You're okay.
Things I've been through. But her, she's amazing. They kicked me out. Can you believe that? Do you think I should go back in?
No, I'd leave it a bit. Give it a moment. Take a breath.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't supposed to say anything about IVF. I was told to keep it a secret.
Listen, I won't say a word.
Thanks. It's odd. I can tell a stranger about it, but... I keep thinking, is it wrong to keep this to ourselves?
I've kept bigger secrets. Maybe I'm the wrong person to ask. Here, do you want a bit of Kit Kat? I just got one from the machine.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, take this.
Thanks. Women are amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
You're married, you said? Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was. My wife passed away this year.
I'm sorry.
It's what she wanted. She was terminally ill, in pain, afraid of losing her mind. It was for the best.
I see.
I was in a corridor like this after she died. I won't go into it, but it was in a clinic in a faceless apartment block in Switzerland. Zurich. There were people living in the apartment block too, and her remains were carried past me. I followed. Down the corridor, into a lift, out another corridor, into a lobby. There was a man there collecting his post. And then into the car park where there was an unmarked van waiting for us. We got in and Dorothy was put into the back, and I heard a sound to my left and I saw a woman walking away from the rubbish bins, putting out the rubbish. That was a strange day.
Yeah.
God wasn't there that day. It was humans were in charge. I had to put my trust in them. It's in corridors like these that birth and death happens. You close one door and...
Yeah.
Don't listen to me. Go back inside. Go on inside. That's a door opening.
Yeah.
Don't miss it. Don't.
Huh?
Faint. Don't faint. Now go on.
Okay. Okay. Good luck.
Good luck, you.
Good luck.
Begotten Not Made by Paul Mead. Brian was played by Mark Lambert and Ruth Hegarty played Dorothy. Gavin was played by Arthur Reardon and Fiona Bell played Louisa. Carmel, Gavin's sister, was played by Janet Moran and the shopkeeper was Aidan Matthews. Cuivín O'Connella played the barman and Lisa Harding played the receptionist. The play also starred Michael Murphy as himself and Olin McGowan read the radio report. The sound design and original music were by Hugh Ross. Sound supervision was by Mark McGrath and Richard McCulloch. The dramaturg was Jesper Bergman. This script, originally commissioned by the Irish Council for Bioethics, was further developed by Fish Amble, the new play company, and RTE Radio Drama. Special thanks also to Brenda Tobin for facilitating location recordings. Begotten Not Made by Paul Mead was directed by Jim Cullerton and produced by Kevin Brew. The series producer of RTE Radio Drama is Kevin Reynolds.